I'm here with Dr. Chris Sexton. He's had over 16 years' experience as an obstetrician and gynaecologist, and he delivers at least 250 babies a year. Welcome, Chris.
Thank you, Jenny.
We're talking today about exercise in pregnancy. So, Chris, why do you think exercise is important for women during pregnancy?
Well, I think women in pregnancy probably exercise for the same reason the rest of us do, really, just to maintain our fitness and improve our fitness if we possibly can. I think it's particularly important for women because it is being pregnant and having a baby and postnatal, it's all a very physically demanding thing. And if you can maintain your fitness or even improve it, it's really helpful. I mean, exercise has lots of benefits for pregnant women. It's been shown to reduce their risk of complications in pregnancy, such as high blood pressure and diabetes. It reduces stress and anxiety. They sleep better. And it's also possible for women if they choose to. I mean, we all try to battle a few kilograms off us all the time. Women are allowed to lose weight during pregnancy if it's in the process of becoming more healthy. Women sometimes worry that unless my weight's going up on the scales, I'm not having a healthy pregnancy. But if you take it as an opportunity to eat well and do a bit of exercise, your weight may reduce a bit, but that doesn't mean it's causing a pregnancy any harm.
So what kind of exercise should women be doing in pregnancy?
Well, most exercises are okay. There aren't many that you'd rule out. Most women will probably already be doing some exercise. I mean, typically the easiest thing to do is walking. You know, we can all walk, we don't need any special equipment, and you could do that every day. It's sort of suggested that you would do some kind of exercise for 30 minutes or so most days, if not every day, and walking is an easy one to do. A lot of young ladies will have already been running or jogging, and there's no reason why they can't continue to do that, particularly in the first trimester or in the second trimester. Swimming is very helpful. You really can't injure yourself. Aquarobics is very good, particularly at the end when perhaps there's a bit more weight and it's a bit hard to jog around with it. Yes. But you can always do that. Pelvic floor exercises are important for women at all times, particularly when they're pregnant. Yoga and Pilates, strengthening exercises, just sort of weightlifting. Because, as I say, pregnancy and delivery is a difficult thing. And if you haven't done any exercise previously, a lot of people will come in with an idea of, in labour, I want to be active, I want to be on the birth ball, I want to be standing. Well, those things are very hard to do at any time, and if you have done no exercise leading up to that, it's going to be very hard for you to do that.
Absolutely.
In the end, you sort of want to let your body be your guide. You should be exercising at a level where you sort of feel like you've got a bit of a faster heart rate. Perhaps if you're walking, you should be able to chat to the person next to you, not sort of chat quickly, but just a normal flow of a conversation. There's a lot of information on the internet about heart rates being above or below a certain level. That's not particularly helpful, I find, for most women who are exercising. I think if they just get to a stage where they can feel their blood pumping, they've got a bit of a sweat on, and they can chat reasonably comfortably while they're doing it, that's the sort of level you want to be doing.
And so you're just using a perceived rate of exertion scale or something like that.
Most women don't have that kind of, most people, I don't have any idea of what my heart rate is when I'm exercising, but I just know that's when you get to a sort of level, that's about how far you want to go.
Absolutely. So is there any kind of exercise pregnant women shouldn't be doing, though?
Look, there's no sort of particular type of exercise. You probably would avoid really heavy impact exercises, things that make you jump and throw yourself around. When you're in that first trimester, a lot of people just feel too tired to exercise.
Yes.
So again, I explain to my patients, if they are a keen exerciser, but just from the positive pregnancy test of 12 weeks, they really have no energy to do it, they're not going to all of a sudden lose all their fitness. That will be maintained. But as they get bigger and bigger, they'll find heavy impact difficult. I've got some patients who are very keen runners and they've been able to run the whole way through.
Yep.
But most people find that after a certain time, running just makes them sore, makes their ligaments sore. You've got to remember that you're releasing hormones that will naturally relax your ligaments and they can stretch a bit more. Your centre of gravity will shift as your pregnancy gets bigger and bigger, and that can make you feel a bit more uncomfortable. So I tell people you don't really want to be pushing it. Pregnancy is not a time to be trying to break the pain barrier. It's a time to sort of maintain your fitness and keep what you're doing. Towards the end of the pregnancy, particularly after sort of about 30 weeks, 25 weeks to 30 weeks, you probably don't want to be lying flat on your back doing exercises.
Mm-hmm.
It reduces the blood flow from your legs back to your heart
and
then back to the rest of your body, so you feel dizzy and maybe the baby's not getting as much blood supply as you would like. So most exercises, but certain positions and certain... And you don't want to be exercising to an extreme.
Yeah. What about things like contact sports?
Well, a lot of people, it's very hard to tell anyone who plays netball or hockey to stop doing those things. They're mad keen on it.
Yes.
Most contact sports are fine. I don't know if you're a professional professional kickboxer or something like that, you might knock that one off. But most contact sports which don't involve you being thrown around are fine. But you've got to be, remember that as you get more pregnant, your centre of gravity shifts a bit, so you're more likely to take a tumble just on your own.
Absolutely. So should all women be exercising during their pregnancy?
There would be very few women who you would say not to exercise. There would be occasional women who maybe have a pre-existing health condition where you don't want them to be getting their heart rates up, so previous heart conditions or neurological conditions. There may be one or two women who have a particular complication of pregnancy, and the only thing that really springs to mind is a premature delivery before. We would really say to those ladies, I would be very happy if you, I would rather you not exercise. I would rather you really just take it easy and gestate rather than cause any problems in the pregnancy. And, but that would be the minority.
Great. So stats show that actually a really low number of women are actually following exercise guidelines in terms of how much exercise they should actually be doing.
Yeah.
Why do you think it is then that some women do not exercise during pregnancy?
I assume pregnant women are no different from anybody else. They have the same time pressures, the same other thing going on in their life that stops all of us exercising as much as we would like. A lot of my patients, particularly first-time mums, they're busy full-time workers, and they really struggle to find the time of the week, just the way I do, to exercise. That's probably the main thing. I don't think there's too many women out there who think they shouldn't be exercising or don't want to exercise. I think it's really just time pressure. It's interesting, I often find sometimes the second-time mums who come through and the third-time mums, they are still very, very busy people, but they have managed in their life to find that time when they do exercise, and they've maybe isolated a bit of the time in their otherwise busy week where they're spending their whole life worrying about other people.
Yes.
So this is the 30 minutes or the two sessions a week or whatever I look after myself and do some exercise.
Yep.
First time mums are probably the ones that are just like me. They work long hours, they eat on the run, they're eating out more, and they haven't really managed to isolate those times for themselves. So that's what you really need to do. You have to say, look, I'm pregnant now.
Yep.
I've got the rest of my life to work, but I need a few bits of the week in my week where I allocate to doing this important part of my pregnancy.
Yeah. And I've certainly seen women who are unsure about what they still can do with exercise and pregnancy, especially if they've been through things like IVF and they're a bit worried about how the pregnancy is going to go with exercise as well.
And sometimes it's people in their ears, their either well-meaning partner or their well-meaning relatives saying, no, take it easy, take it easy. It's old-fashioned advice, you know. You can't dislodge a pregnancy with exercise. You can't injure a baby by exercising.
Yep.
You know, you really can do what you would like to do. Unless you're somebody who really exercises to extremes, they sometimes need to have a bit of a chat about slowing that down.
Yep.
But most people, the normal moderate exercise that the rest of us humans do, is fine.
Absolutely. So do you think doctors like yourself, so obstetricians and GPs, should be encouraging more women to exercise during their pregnancy?
Yes. I mean, I think to be fair, most of us do. I think, and also most of us think, well, if a patient's doing it, then we tell them to continue. A patient who comes to you who's not doing it, they've had, you know, it's not like we don't know in the public sphere that exercise is good. They know exercise is good for them, and we don't like to lecture them too much.
Yes.
But I do talk to people about exercise, and I do talk to them about weight maintenance. There are some people, as I said, those busy people that have always tried to keep their weight down but just struggle to do it, to say, look, you can actually eat healthily and exercise regularly, and if you lose a few kilograms along the way, that's fantastic. Even if it doesn't show it on the scales, it'll still be doing you good.
Yep, absolutely. So years ago, it was thought that pregnant women should take things more easily, as you mentioned before. Do you think that pregnant women should stop exercising once they get to a certain point in their pregnancy?
I think you just really have to let your body be your guide. I mean, there will be people who've never exercised before much, and they will think, right, let's get to it, and they can probably keep doing the level of exercise they'll choose to do for good.
Yep.
As I said, there'll be some people who exercise to extreme have to be told at the beginning of the pregnancy that may not be a good idea. Everybody else will probably just let their body be their guide. By the end of the pregnancy, I often joke that you'll probably be doing acrobics with a lot of other 36-week pregnant women, bobbing around in the pool because that's all you feel able to do, and there's nothing wrong with that. That's still healthy. It still tires you out. In the middle of the pregnancy, when you feel your best, that's when you probably do your most exercise. But don't push yourself. Don't try and take it to the nth degree. It's just a time to maintain your fitness, and you can improve it later on once the baby's born, hopefully.
Great. And finally, do you think that pregnant women should see somebody when they're exercising or when they're starting exercise in pregnancy who understands about issues specifically related to pregnant women?
I think it's important you do have people that you can refer to. That, I mean, any pregnant woman can throw on a pair of sneakers tomorrow as soon as they get the positive pregnancy test and start walking. There will come a time probably where you think, I can't do all of that what I used to do. Maybe I need to see a physio, an exercise physiologist, somebody like that who knows about pregnant women and what I can do next. I mean, Pilates is excellent, and you often need somebody to guide you through that. I mean, a lot of people may have a personal trainer. You should let that personal trainer know straight away that you are pregnant.
Yep.
And feel, hopefully you have a feeling that personal trainer understands pregnant women.
Mm.
I mean, if he's a 18-year-old lad who is a real jock and wants to push and push, he probably doesn't quite understand where you're coming from, and maybe you want to get back to him after the baby's born.
Yep.
I think physiotherapists are really ideal for that, particularly if you're doing Pilates. They're excellent exercise, and they know what they're doing, and they're not going to push you. And if should you get aches and pain, should you start to feel a bit of pelvic instability or you know a bit of pain in your sacroiliac joints, they're going to be the people that can help you out with that.
Absolutely. Great. Thanks very much, Chris. Really, and we should be encouraging all women to exercise in pregnancy.
And all obstetricians.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Pleasure.